I ask you all please to raise your glasses to Sean and Mark.
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 Right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'd like to say a few words, as is customary, in my capacity as the acting father of the bride. I'll keep it brief, as I know you're all looking forward to hearing from Mark, and of course, the best man speech from Trebnell.
I resigned.
Both will no doubt leave mine paling into insignificance by comparison. This is a naturally very happy day for Sean, Mark, and both our families. Although tinged slightly with a touch of sadness, we lost our sister Hazel, Sophie's mother, some years ago. This would have been her kind of day, and I know she would have been very proud to have been here. Similarly, many of you will know that our father, Colin, passed away in March of this year after a long illness, and hence the reason for my standing in his shoes. However, it's a reassuring thought that before his illness overwhelmed him, he did get to know Mark pretty well, and I'm sure he would have been equally delighted that we have today's events. I'd like to thank all of you for coming today, especially those who've come a long way. I'd also like to thank my mother Sheila, Mark's parents Linda and Michael, and Sean and Mark themselves for arranging and organising such a wonderful day so far. The weather has been very kind as well, and everyone has looked resplendent in their finery, especially the bridesmaids Sophie, Elizabeth, Rachel, Emily, and flower girl Maisie. Topping everyone, of course, has been Sean herself, who has looked stunning in her beautiful wedding dress. She does scrub up well. Although Sean and Mark first met over 2 years ago, I've only gotten to know Mark better in more recent times. We share a common interest in medical matters. And it's been quite the norm for us to phone each other to compare notes on how each of us has done in his latest stay in hospital. Throughout these admittedly difficult times, we've both been ably supported by our partners, Michelle for myself and Sean for Mark. And I think this support illustrates so well the real meaning and values of being together in a loving relationship. Of course, Sean and Mark each had families of their own before they met. And in May of last year, their combined family grew by one more with the birth of Maisie. So a household of six after only 2 years, so that's not bad going. It's wonderful that they all get on so well together, but well, certainly at least in public. And with the recent move to a larger house, they can at last look forward to settling down in a family home of their own choosing. So I've already given a toast, but I'd like to toast again to Sean and Mark and wish them all the best for their future happiness.
Sean and Mark. All the best.
Thank you.
Your turn.
I'd now like to invite your groom, Mark Taylor.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A good friend of me reminded me earlier on in the week that this is one of the few occasions when a married man is allowed to do most of the talking. Please forgive me if I make the most of it. According to tradition, it's my role to say thank you to everyone that's been involved in this great day. So on behalf of Sean and myself, I'd like to thank everyone for coming, particularly those that have travelled a fair distance, like the Amanda and Sebastian and family over there all the way from France. And Trevnell, all the way from Ireland.
Northern Ireland,
sorry. Although, I think, as it says here, I think he'll go any length to get a free meal. Thanks to everyone that purchased a gift. I can't tell you how much they mean to us, but I shall have a better idea once I put them on eBay. I'd like to thank John for his kind words. I sincerely hope people will remember some of them by the time the best men have finished their speech. If not over breakfast, I may have to circulate some copies. On a personal note, though, I'd like to thank John for stepping up in honour of Colin to give Sean away today. So please, everyone, the first toast is to Colin and John. Next, I'd like to thank my new mother-in-law, Sheila, for providing us this wonderful reception. I'd also like to take this opportunity to personally thank you for showing me your friendship, kindness, and welcome me into your family.
Oh, you're lovely.
I must admit, though, I was a bit worried at first. You see, when I asked Sheila for Sean's hand in marriage over the telephone, she told me to leave my name and number and call me back if nothing better turned up. Sheila, I'll do my very best to live up to your expectations, and I promise to take good care of Sean. And I can assure you that I'll do all I can to make sure she looks after me properly. So, round of applause for Sheila, everyone. And we'd like to present you with these.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, that's nice.
Now thank you to my parents, whom Sean and I would like to also thank for their contributions this great day. Since birth, they've guided me and helped me through all sorts of difficulties. If it weren't for them, I think life would be so much harder. I'll appreciate their devotion to me, and I hope that seeing them married today makes them very proud.
Extremely.
I'd like to give those to you, Mum.
Thank you.
You may have also noticed that I have got two best men this evening. And indeed, they have lived up to that billing. When I told people I'd picked them, there was a few cheers of support and a few raised eyebrows too. As neither of them are particularly renowned for their organisation, planning and timing.
It must be talking about you.
At least that's what they said about each other. But in the end, my confidence was well placed. So I'd like to raise a toast and a hand of applause, please, for Graham, my son, and Trevenor, his godfather. I'd like to give this gift to best man Trevenor. I'm going to pass it down. And this gift to
Graham.
That's a parcel.
What's that for, Graham? There you go.
Next, Sean and I would like to thank Connor for ushering everyone around the church so efficiently. Connor, thank you. You did a really great job. Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for my godson, Connor. Next, I'd like to thank Kinsey for a wonderful performance in the church. Where's she gone? Round of applause for Kinsey, please. If you'd like to come up, we've got some flowers. Let's come up here. There we go. Thank you very much for singing in the church. Now, I can say with confidence that this is one of the happiest days of my life. I feel very fortunate to have married Sean. None of you will know this, but I've already been I've been congratulated already. John Lacey over there patted me on the back and said, "Well done, Mark. You'll always look back on today as the happiest and best thing you've ever done." And I thought those were very fitting words as we set off on my stag do. No, seriously, Sean, I've been trying to think of something original that would sum up everything I feel about you, and as this day means so much to me, but nothing quite expresses what I wanted to say. So I'm going to keep it old-fashioned and say in front of all our family and friends, Sean, I love you, and thank you for becoming my wife. So, ladies and gentlemen, please raise a glass to my beautiful wife, Sean. Today, of course, is not just about me and Sean, it's about all of our siblings becoming one big happy family. So I'd like to make a toast to our wonderful brood. I hope this brings them as much happiness as it will us. So please raise a glass, everyone, for Graham, Rachel, Emily, and Maisie. Finally, as is the custom, I'd like to finish by making a toast to all the bridesmaids who today proved that a happy bridesmaid makes a happy bride. So, ladies and gentlemen, please raise a glass for Sophie, Lizzie, Rachel, Emily, and Maisie. Right, we have some gifts here. Okay, Emily, one for you. One for Rachel. One for Sophie.
Probably the bill for someone.
And one for Lizzie. Thank you very much. Right, in a short moment, I'll be handing over to my two best men, Graham and Trevnell, who I've had the pleasure of knowing for a collective 56 years. I feel at this point, though, I should perhaps warn you that they both suffer from a rare medical condition, which makes them prone to extreme exaggeration. In fact, it's well known they often invent the most fanciful stories which they sincerely believe to be true. I hope that you will all bear this in mind when they stand up to speak in a few moments. Thank you again, everyone, and I hope you enjoyed the evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, your best men, Graham and Trevnell.
Well, Graham, I suppose we ought to congratulate each other first. Well done, mate. Right. I've got a speech, Graham hasn't.
Yeah.
My speech was written by Mark. So if there's any good jokes in there, they're the bits that I added. Any naff bits, they're the bits he wrote. Right, best man's speech. Oh no, I don't have to read that bit. Right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before I start, the hotel manager has asked me to request that, for reasons of health and safety, none of you get on top of the chairs and tables during my speech for a standing ovation. So please, just stay down. Right. When Mark asked me to be the best man, I immediately thought of all the free food and cake that I was going to get. See, that was in his speech because he knows me so well. So he's stolen my thunder. Then I realised I've got to stand here and give a speech. There we have it. So I saw it as an opportunity to talk about a great hero of mine. Am I doing that right? Hero. Come on, you can talk. Oh yeah, that's all right then. A wonderful, handsome, kind-hearted man who is admired by many. Then after I showed this to my wife, she ripped it up saying, "For once, Trevnell, will you stop talking about yourself and talk about someone else?" So, here we go then. Right, I have known Mark for a long time. It's been just over 20 years, I believe. About 23. So, there are quite a few things I know about Mark. And I could talk about. But as Mark has put in here, my sister has told me that I mustn't say too much. And then probably Mark has said that as well. Alright, so what are Mark's positive attributes? Are there?
I don't know.
Neither do we. We were struggling on that one. Well, I am open to bribes, however, if you'd like to hear some stories later in the evening. And I'm sure I can invent some if I have to get a few more drinks. Alright, Mark and I, we met at college. We were both 16. We had a fun start. I was in my classroom at the beginning, sat down, and this bloke I didn't really know came and sat next to me and says, "Hello, how are you? Did you have a good weekend?" And I'm like, "Who the heck is this bloke?" Then it just transpires that we had been working together the weekend before my first shift on the services on the M3. So that was quite good because I had no idea who he was before that. So then we started filling in all our college paperwork. Do you remember that, Mark?
I do, yeah.
That was ever so nice. Filling in the forms, name, address, all the usual details. And then it came to the course details, didn't it, Mark?
It did.
Yeah. And what did you have to put down, Mark?
I can't remember now.
No, you didn't have to put anything down, did you? Because you had to leg it out the room. You were in the wrong one. So that was quite a good start. Since then, we've been messing about something awful together. I have learnt a lot of things from Mark over the years of our friendship. For instance, if Mark has been in your car and it starts to stink, check underneath your seats. If he's been out drinking, which he doesn't do these days, he likes to stop off for a burger or something on the way home. Have a good munch and then see how far underneath your seat he can hide the wrappers so you can't find them for a few days. So, the other problem you can have with Mark is he will give you a phone call around midnight. I'll see you shortly. You think, yeah, you go to bed. 2 o'clock, he's hammering on the door to be let in, just so he can have a quick cup of coffee and go home again. You have to bear in mind, that's a 90-mile trip. So, only the once. I'm still waiting for my revenge for that one. Right. Mark also seems to have a bit of a habit for spray cans. Not only does he have a good did he used to have a good supply at the local auto factors, but he used to go for a good 3 cans a day on the weekends. Don't worry, he wasn't sniffing them. He was repairing all the work, repairing the car. Had this lovely blue Escort, which I don't know how much filler on it. How many wings have been replaced because they'd unfortunately rotted out. But he was busy with that car. And there was one day, I stood at the side of the car, next to his father, Michael. Car was parked on the drive, facing the garage. This huge blue mist of spray paint in the air. And Mark just stands up with a big grin on his face. And all me and myself and Mark's father could do was just look at each other and go, unbelievable. So there we have it. He enjoys spray paint. So if anyone needs any work done, I'm sure he can give you a good quote. Right, it has been a wonderful honour to be Mark's best man today. He is a very special person to me. He is a very, very good friend. And he does amuse and amaze me. We've been through a lot together. He's a good listener, and we have helped each other through many a crisis over the years. I have very many happy memories of Mark as the years have gone by. It's been a wonderful pleasure to be a big part of Graham and Rachel's family. I am obviously Graham's godfather, and obviously treat Rachel the same. Total love and respect for the two kids. They are wonderful kids. There's no two ways about it. Mark has done a fantastic job of bringing them up, to be honest, pretty much on his own most of the time. He's also obviously the father, godfather to Connor here, and again he looks after him as well as if he was his own, which is wonderful. So I hope now that I will be able to continue the same tradition as I have tried and Mark has done with taking Sean, Emily and Maisie as part of my family too, which will be a great honour for me. I would just like to comment at this point at how stunning Sean and the bridesmaids have looked today. There's also the fact that the best man have looked really good too. So we can be thanked by anyone who wishes to be. I know Sean is... I've only known Sean for a relative short time due to having to move to Northern Ireland with my family. But I was told by Sean's mother, who kindly volunteered an old school report, that Sean has a short attendance span, responds poorly to authority, and doesn't suffer fools gladly. How she married Mark, I don't know today. It doesn't really make sense. But seriously, it has been clear to me from the beginning, and certainly over the last couple of days I've been back home, how good they are for each other. They are definitely a wonderful couple. And I look forward to them being a couple for a very long time, visiting them regularly. Right, what else is there? Right, Mark has put here, Sean, A bit of advice for you. If Mark says anything that can be interpreted of one of two ways, the one way that he means is the nice one, not the one if he makes you sad or cry. So obviously what he's trying to say is he's going to be putting his foot in it a lot, so watch out. The only note I could give to Mark in the same taste is a little message I was given by my father-in-law when I got married, which was to buy yourself a decent pair of boots and keep them by the front door, and just remind the wife who's the man of the house and who will wear the boots if there's trouble. However, in this relationship, I don't think Mark would last the same as I wouldn't if I attempted that trick. So on a final night, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Mark for inviting me, wish him and Sean all the health and happiness and success the world can bring them. So please, ladies and gentlemen, raise your glasses to Mark and Sean. Mark and Sean.
I'd just like to say, as Trevor said, I didn't prepare a speech, so I'm can't prepared.
But, do you want me to read mine?
No. But I'd like to say I'm honoured to be chosen as best man. Bridesmaid's wife obviously looks stunning, as has already been said. And I'm also very grateful, as Trevor already said, about the upbringing. So just like to say good luck for the future. And, well, yeah, good luck. I hope it lasts. Good luck for the future.